We have a few of these in our parish, parents who have twins. And so we all know other folks, other parents who may have had twins. So we know the kind of double joy and double challenge that that can be sometimes. And I mention all that because every time John in the gospel mentions Thomas, almost every time, he mentions that he's called Didymus, that he's called the twin. So I wonder, why does he keep on doing that? Was Thomas a twin to some famous person? I've heard it said before that Thomas was called Didymus' twin because he looked like Jesus. But we actually don't know why he was called a twin. And so I ask a question once again, why, oh why, was he called the twin? And I think there might be a more profound answer to that. Why, who was his twin? Maybe it's you, and maybe it's me, who are his twin. In our struggles for faith and certainty, our struggles with skepticism and trust, our struggles with belief and unbelief, everyone here wants to have come some kind of certainty about all this. But folks, there is no certainty about all of this. So in that, we are like Thomas. He is our twin. And you would think if anybody had strong faith, it would be Thomas. He followed Jesus from the very first moment that he met him. But then came Good Friday, and his faith, just sort of fell like a house of cards. But who could blame him? Crucifixion absolutely shattered his world. Nobody expected Jesus to be crucified. For Jesus to be crucified meant, in the religious belief of that day, that he was forsaken by God, that he was a fraud, that he was a false prophet. So whenever the other disciples say, "We've seen Jesus," he said, "I don't believe a word of it until I see the scars, till I put my fingers and my hand inside of the wounds." Now one day someone, after hearing the gospel today, asked the question, why is it that some people have strong faith? Why do other folks have weak faith? And if I can kind of put that a different way, why does it some people have strong physical health, others have very weak physical health? Let me offer just two different reasons for that. Some people have very weak physical health because they inherited it. They inherited a fragile body. Other people have weak physical health because they don't take care of themselves. They don't eat right. They don't exercise. They sit around watching TV all day or watching video games. They just don't take care of themselves. And the very same thing that's true about weak and fragile physical health is true about our weak and fragile spiritual health. Some people have weak faith because their parents have weak faith. I wish I could say that in a much more polite way, but I really don't think I can. Because the parents are lukewarm and shallow, the children are lukewarm and shallow. When parents do not practice their faith, when parents are nominal, when parents turn the faith formation over to somebody else, their kids are going to have a weak and shallow faith. In a world out there that doesn't really offer or nurture a life of faith, it's almost like they'll be lost. They're completely lost. And the same thing, another reason for people to have weak and shallow faith is they just simply neglect it. They don't ever sit still and pray. They never read their Bible. We Catholics better start reading our Bible. And we oftentimes absent ourselves from the community. That brings me back to Thomas once again. Good Friday scandalized him. Scandalized him that he wanted nothing more to do with Jesus. So he leaves the community and he loses his faith. He comes back to the community again, like in today's gospel, and he gets his faith once again. I said it on Holy Thursday night. When you guys wrote to me about what you thought was the God-given purpose of our parish, there's two words that you used above any other words. The first word you used the most was Jesus. The second one you used was community. Community is a really, really important part of having faith. And while we could talk about weak faith, it's really, really important, and we can always strengthen it. The first thing we can do is realize that faith is a gift for all of us, a gift we have to open up over and over and over again. And second of all, like our minds and like our bodies, our faith responds to nourishment and exercise. Do we pray every day? I'm not saying your prayers, adults. I'm saying praying from your heart. Do we read these Bibles of ours? We desperately need to start reading our Bibles every single day. And we can't absent ourselves from the community. I look around the room and you all look very familiar to me. Glad to see you Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. We have to make this, as you do, a tremendous priority in our lives. We can't miss for anything. We just can't miss. This is important for us in our lives of faith. And lastly, I want to mention small groups again. And you know, with the Arise program coming up pretty soon, it's the bishop who's trying to get us all into small groups, not crazy Mark Bagley. You know, he stands up there talking to you guys about doing that. It's the bishop now who's saying everybody should be getting into these small groups, which really nurtures our faith. There's a story of this man who goes off into a vacation, or maybe it was a kind of retreat, into a little remote cabin in the woods. Life wasn't going so well for him. He was trying to figure some things out. But as opposed to figuring anything out, things got worse. They got darker. He got more depressed. And one evening he cries out, "God, if you are there, help me. Help me." And his plea was met with silence. And then as he sat in this silence, all of a sudden he gets this intuition, an intuition that would not leave him. And the intuition was this: start living the gospel and you'll understand the gospel. Start living it and then you'll understand it. That intuition never left him. He said it was one of the most important intuitions or things of his life, that the way to faith is live as though you have faith. Now, 3.5 years ago, myself and a bunch of us, you know, began to decide to live in a different way of faith. Didn't have a blueprint, didn't have a plan. We just started 3.5 years ago. And all that brings me to our holy 3 days that we just celebrated here. And I was trying all week long to figure out the word I want to say to you about our celebration of the holy 3 days. And the best thing I could come up with was it was inspired. But that word is a little bit lacking still. If we began something 3.5 years ago, in my mind, the holy 3 days, and I'm talking about all three of them, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and I especially want to mention for all of you who are here at the Easter Vigil, all of that is a culmination, I think, of where we have come in 3.5 years. We were talking in the back before Mass about it. Mike was talking a little bit about it too. I have never, in my 33 years as a priest, experienced what I experienced Easter Vigil night. And if you weren't here because you think maybe it was a little too long, first of all, it wasn't that long. It was one of the most moving experiences of my life as a priest because of the participation of all of you. Now, the faith of Thomas and all of the disciples had absolutely nothing to do with being certain about anything. They weren't certain about anything. It was about risk. It was about trust. It was about purpose. It was about mission. It was about living an adventure. God asked them to start. And they did. And they changed the world that they lived in. I don't see our situation as any different from theirs. God is asking us to not just start. I feel like we've started, but the journey goes on. It continues. But if it's going to continue for us, we have to pray. We have to crack those Bibles and read them. And I'm saying every single day, pray with your Bible. Never absent yourself from this community here. And may I say it once again, think of it if you haven't pondered it before. Maybe a small group to help you to grow in this life of faith. And then more and more and more, you and I become like our twin, like Thomas. And we say, my Lord and my God. And then after that, we go out to change our world.